My name is Christo. I've been in Rovi for since 37 years. You want me to use the mic?
Yeah.
I'll try. Aye, that's a good idea. So my country is India. Okay. I go from my accent. You must have already devised that I am a Frenchman. Born there.
Keep talking.
Yeah, okay. You can see already prominently where I'm going to talk to you about the Orville Earth Institute. The Orville Earth Institute has been created, let's say, 1990. It was not called the Orville Earth Institute in those days. It was part of the Center for Scientific Research that Carsten spoke about this morning. And you can see it is the UNESCO chair for urban architecture for South Asia. Right? And what are the aim of this chair? And this is of interest to you, speeding up the dissemination of the scientific and technical knowledge on urban architecture to the international community in three fields: environment and heritage, human settlements, and economy and production. Thank you. So, as I said, I am not an architect, I am a civil engineer, and that's why the founder is an architect, Sadhguru Neni. And interestingly, I worked with him some 2-3 years back in Tanzania, and we had an interesting encounter with a police officer who asked us what we were doing in this country. And then he looked at Sadhguru and he said, "Well, you are an African." Yeah. And he is indeed an African. He is born in Algeria in 1959. And I found it, I didn't know this detail. So, Sadhguru has been learning architecture in part at the Crater. Crater is a French architectural school that is aiming at reviving the technology of construction with earth. One thing people rarely know in Europe particularly, they have forgotten their history and roots, that until the beginning of the 20th century, most construction were built from earth all over Europe. In Germany, where the technology is still alive today, in France, where it almost had disappeared, and in the 60s, so a guy from the 60s, like Joss, for example, we were asking questions about development, sustainability. We didn't call it that way in those days, but it was the root of a new movement. So, the Crater is a school in Grenoble where people are taught a mix of traditional techniques and using modern material, like cement, for example. So what you are going to see today from this presentation is the compressed, stabilized block made from earth, stabilized with cement, a little bit of cement, which is usually 5%, sometimes 5 to 7, depending on the type of earth that you are using. Sadhguru came already in 2007 in Ethiopia. It was, I'm telling you exactly, this document. Yes, it was the 2007 International Conference on Urban Architecture in Africa and in Ethiopia in particular. So he has been to your country, for me, the first time. I'm very privileged to be here today. All right. You will see later. I give you a few details. Today, still today, 40 to 50% of the world population live in orphan dwelling. So earth is still today a very widely used material. Unfortunately, what I have seen in many countries where I work, that the influence of the system that we come from the West, mainly this kind of development, people lose their own roots, they lose their own technology. So what we are attempting is to not only conserve this technology, but also sometimes, thanks to science, improve on those technologies. The direct impact was finding ways to build dwelling for people at the lowest possible cost. This is not always the case, but at least much cheaper than the techniques which are used today everywhere, concrete, steel, which are very costly material. And steel, as you know, is now becoming very costly things to produce due to the high cost of the energy, oil, or whatever, or electricity that you need to produce those materials. We present now the work. Earth Institute is a school, mainly, where people are trained in those technologies. Myself, I attended this school because I did work with Earth already since the early 70s in Abouville, with my working partner, another French architect named Pierre Evrard. We were asked to build house for people in Abouville itself at a very low cost. And then, therefore, came the development of the ferrocement, including the first biogas ferrocement, it was built by yourself, and the ferrocement channel were invented by Pierre and me. And I started from scratch. I had been taught as an engineer to build factories, huge concrete things, you know, and roads made of bitumen and things like that, but not earth. So I had to learn, and then I went to read the books of Hassan Fathi in particular. You all know this name, he was a great man. And we built with traditional techniques, pisé, adobe, and my house is built of sun-dried bricks, my own house. I built it myself. Then I live in a wood house. And then Saprim came. When he came, I was working in South America for the French government, developing village for refugees in particular. And when I came back, Saprim had arrived. I am his people. And he brought this, what you will see today, this technology. And I was a bit, you know, scratching my head. I said, what is this? This new, it was new to me, you know. And I had my doubts about it. And today I'm really, really thankful for this great man to have introduced this to Oroville and to 36 countries in the world and to thousands and thousands of students. So we can start. Just go ahead
to
the time.
Yeah?
You have to click. Voilà. So where are we? You see, Oroville is there, and we are 150 kilometers south of Chennai, formerly called Madras. I don't know if you still call it Madras here, but for me still Madras. Next. So, HUDCO is a habitat center. It's a government of India organization that has been very much supportive of this effort. They provided funds. So the Earth Institute, as you can see, has got many awards. is a representative for the Resource Center for Asia, the UNESCO chair. And as you know, Roli is a UNESCO project, I mean, sponsored, supported project. And this is what I told you. The aim of the institute is to research, developing, and promoting based technology. Next. I have to go back, because that's important. So again, as much of what you heard from other speakers during this conference, is we have gone to the roots, we have been observing and studying how people like in our villages, in our week, you have seen, earth is still used extensively. It is used because it's a kind of very available material, it's so costly, okay? But the way those houses were built, were not very safe during what we call tornadoes, cyclones. Entire village would be wiped out, you know, because of the fragility of the kind of construction and techniques they use. So our aim is to improve on this. To give people the possibility to build themselves, this is what has been done in many countries in Africa where we have gone to give training programs. Generate employment and to build a sustainable future. This, I think, broadly is the message that we have come to share with you. Next. So, here you can see the office, the president office, inside, laboratory, bibliothèque, etc. And the training center is here. Yes. These are the action and 32, it is now more than this. It's what it has to be updated. 36 countries. By the way, today Saprem is not here himself because he's conducting a program in Egypt. So, okay. Okay, next. So this is proper management of resources. And of course, we always speak of this sustainable future. We know very well that whatever people think, we cannot carry on the way we do. We will have to downgrade a bit our development. We are already on the verge of a problem. So, manage properly natural resources while being sensitive to the ecological balance. And this is possible to use local resources while respecting nature and the people, obviously. Next. So, here you can see a typical training course, a full course, there are different levels. There are courses for architect and engineer. And there are courses for training lessons also. And even illiterate people can attend those courses. Okay. So I'll give you here, this is Saprem. And this is the work because you have to build for each step you get a diploma. It's an internationally recognized diploma, so it's not just a piece of paper. And in Tanzania, the masons we train 70 masons, including many women. And they were very proud. They said, no, women were working first as coolie, you know, coolie, I don't know what you call this in your country, it was just And we insisted that this woman be also trained as mason. So we had a bit resistance there, but finally it was accepted. And they became very, very good at this. And hard working, you know, it was very amazing. So you see the atmosphere of what happened, and I'm pleased I participated in a full course. Next. So 7,100 people have been trained, and it's growing. We have a program throughout the year. This is an important picture, because maybe this evening I will learn more on this. Because in our field, we do not do things in isolation. It's not enough to just put a house in the middle of nowhere. You have to take care of the environment. You have to look at where the water runs, the rainwater. We try to collect it. Of course, this has been explained by Josh yesterday in his presentation. So, you see, this wastewater treatment plant, we don't use energy. This is done only by non-mechanical use. We don't use machines to treat our wastewater. Can talk later this evening about that if you want. We mill, we are back to what Carsten told you, pumping water, in some cases also producing electricity. Basement floor. The great advantage of this technology, it does not require costly foundation system. The foundation are simply the trenches are dug. The earth that is extracted from the foundation is then sieved and then mixed with some cement and put back in the earth, in those trench, in layers of 10 to 12 centimeters thickness, which are run by hand. Alright? And if this is done properly, and this is one of the points I have the most concern as a structural engineer. I was wondering how this thing could work. And it does, it's amazing, amazingly strong. And also water will not seep into this, so there is no way that you will have a problem of your foundation being destroyed by water seeping in. This is a very special thing. This is about air, natural air conditioning. This would require hours of explanation. It's a first in a way. It's working. We are providing simply to a difference of temperature and pressure. And it's also a reservoir. It's an incredible thing. So we got from the USA some donation to do this experiment in a way. It's a new project of realization. The previous should be the project owner. We are building 70 apartments at the lowest cost possible today in Norway. So we start yes, basement. And rainwater percolation. Today the state of Tamil Nadu, the government has passed a law that obliges you to have a component of rainwater harvesting when you build new housing and building of a certain size. This is being implemented in the big city of Madras, as we said yesterday, 10 million inhabitants, with more or less success. But the spirit is there, this is what is interesting. Some new development is there. Next. So training and education. So it started in 1990, so now we have 21 years of experience behind. And well, you have 2 weeks intensive course for architect, engineer, technician, student. Awareness programs. Awareness is about your environment. You know, we have people who don't realize what the world around them is. They don't have approach to the realities of their own environment. So this is also part of the integral part of the curriculum. So long-term internship for architects, this of several bigger years is happening. We have architects who come at the end of their study, for example, to have an extra training in those technologies. That will they later integrate into their professional life. And I'll talk at the end of it. Angel training, yes, technician. And yes, under request of various geo and NGO centers, we have 2 intensive courses for technicians to elimination. I will give you. Yes, it's here. Yeah, the Earth Institute is not only linked to UNESCO, but several important institutes in the world. I give the list later. I give you the Earth Service Information Network. The same is there for safe, South Asia, etc., etc. Next. And this is, this is the first time I do a conference, but usually Sapren does it. So, but he is traveling towards the world, giving conference. This year he was in Chicago. And he's working, he's out 280 days this year, about giving several conferences, like he did in Ethiopia, like he did earlier this year in Egypt. And he has been invited to conduct training programs there, where he is today. And he gave a list of who, there is a long list of interest I'll give you later. Yes. So here more about the programs that are on offer at the Institute. So please have a look. If you need more information, please afterwards, if some of you are interested about those programs, can you see me after the presentation, and I will give you more detailed information on paper and photocopies of that. Next. Alors, this theory of arches, this is an important part of the work. In order, for example, you see when you build an earthen house, what about the roof? What to do? Or if you want to build stories, you can build forward, put a concrete slab on top and build further. That's one way. Right. But in order to, we try to find ways to avoid using too much cement. We use cement a minimum while we compress the brick, but not so much as for pillars, columns, and even less floors. So we have to find ways to build with a different, different technology. And the vault is one possible technology. So there is a lot of emphasis on building vaults and domes in this train for that reason. Ah, disaster resistance. This will come a bit later. We are mainly talking of two things which happen in India. We were invited, there was a really, really heavy earthquake in Gujarat some years ago. And technology has been developed in the Earth Institute, which are, to my knowledge, unique in the world and have been proved to work. Just after the catastrophe, Earth Institute was invited by the Gujarat government to, we had to suddenly find building for 150,000 people, like that, very fast. Built a house, very, very good. So our technology was used there. But because it had been earthquake, high intensity, we introduced, we had to study ways to make our structure very earthquake resistant. By the way, I had first-hand knowledge of this because it's what we did in Tanzania. Well, you know, it's a situation with earthquake is very tense. Once these houses were built, from the Earth Institute, and other techniques were also used to build houses. But there were aftershocks, very strong aftershocks. And it is a fact that only houses that resisted those aftershocks were the one built by the Earth Institute. So for us, it's proof first that it works. Okay, and definitely we want to, the whole world to benefit from this technology. And we are a non-profit organization. I pride myself to be an honorary voluntary worker. And I have worked without a salary for 37 years. So this is the spirit of Ruby. So training course have happened here also. This is, you see, this is 72 countries. People have been trained, and this is ongoing. Ah, this is a very important aspect. I'll conclude at the end, I will conclude with this. Because there is so much demand today that, in fact, our friend Michael was there, and we would like to share this technology and have more centers developing. We cannot answer all the demand, you know, of so many places and countries. We cannot do it. So we need to train people, and we are doing that, to go back to their country, and we start, you know, disseminating this technology for the benefit of humankind. Yeah. Next. Now this also. Those machines are manufactured in Eureka, the same place where Ms. Karsten mentioned. This is indigenous production. The design of those machines has been done also by a technician in the Earth Institute. Everything we do is in-house technology. We do not have multinational providing. No, we just do it from scratch. And those machines, there are different types of machines in the world to compress mud brick. And to be honest, we purchase those machines from other companies. We have a whole collection of them, and we test it. And it's proven that the machine, the one machine which is today in the market, which we export to many countries, including Africa, at a low cost, is hardly not much profit made, are among the best, if let's say the best, but among the best today on the market. There is also, we are studying a pneumatic machine for larger production because there is a demand for this. This is almost completed, this work is almost completed. Tester quality control. We had, of course, we didn't come up with one model like that over time. This is also due to trial experiments, sometimes failures. We have to go back to square one. We developed different types of, you see, for RAM and Earth. Probably RAM and Earth, you need some materials. You have to have those. Yes. So this, once you have to invest in this at the beginning. So this is only valid for some cases, not all. Next. Yes, you will see a small point, you will very shortly understand what it is. So these are the blocks that are produced. You see 17 molds. We can make 75 different types of blocks. Using one machine, you don't need many machines, you don't just need molds. You see, you have a round shape, we have a channel where they are here, for example, you know, to do ring beams. Ring beams, we use concrete, but very reduced concrete. For example, when you need a beam of, let's say, 20 centimeter by 15 centimeter, using those molds will reduce by half, or even less than half, the need for concrete with this system. It's a bit like a Lego. I mean, you know, this King Children plays, you know, it works a bit in the same way. Next. Ah, that's the movie. Where you should start, or you have to say start? You have to click somewhere, because this is
because the film don't go.
Yeah, click,
this is the film.
Start.
That's good.
Yeah.
We need to click,
so.
Doesn't work.
So.
Now go back, I will just explain. No. The movie
I put the film.
Yes, put the film, yeah. The first one. Very short, it's a few minutes, but I try to make short the presentation. There are many other topics. If you work with Earth is an explosive Earth. We'll see.
So we start for one or for three?
We'll start with one. Doesn't matter. Start with one. I think this is the one. Yes. We need some song because there is. So here you see how it is done. You take the earth has been sifted, every stone has been removed, and sunk. And then through this is mixed, then like a regular mortar of some cement, okay? Put in the machine, and it's pressed by hand. And it's fun.
All of these professions checked immediately with the pocket penetrometer.
Yes.
The tolerable penetration worldwide is 6 millimeter. The Aurum press always compresses more than the average, as the penetration is only 2 millimeters here. The blocks are stacked for 2 days under a plastic sheet for an initial curing. After that, they will be moved, stacked in big piles and cured during 4 weeks.
That's it. The curing is very, very important. Absolutely. All the steps have to be respected. If it is not, you won't have the result you expect. Next movie, you will see what happens. You can see the kind of housing that was built. And also, the second catastrophe I was referring to was a tsunami. We, most of us, witnesses, many people got killed in our area. We had to rebuild for villagers, for the fishermen, entire villages had to be rebuilt. Next. This was done also, you see, in Gujarat and in Iran and in Tamil Nadu. Next. And these are more data about this country. Yes. Ah, here, a small short one. This is, you know, you can be the best structural engineer in the world, you cannot calculate those things on zero. In fact, concrete technology was not exactly like that at the beginning of the 20th century. So, we hold our, with bags of sand, that weighs exactly 50 kilos. And then we see when cracks appear, and then we calculate. Now we can do calculation based on this empirical method. This is the Stabilized Hammer Foundation I was talking about. Next. And here you can see a few examples of even multi-floor buildings. This is in Norway. Many walls. Yes, this is your school, no? Yeah, you are studying in that school. You see the number of people? This was built in a few days. That's amazing. Next. Yeah, this you are back to what consistency you see, etc. 20 countries. Yes. And also, yes, this has been done in few countries. We have been also called by governments to look at selling heritage, see, fragility of culture in the Iranian cultural heritage. Work has been taking place in Sikkim, in Bhutan, and other places, which recently were damaged by heavy earthquakes. Next. This is the same thing. Next. Now we should do something. So heritage conservation is part of the work. See Buddhist temple in the Himachal Pradesh that were heavily damaged, again earthquakes. Next. And this is only, this is our visitor center. It got the Hassan Fathi International Award. The architect is not supreme in this case. The architect was Swasi, an Indian architect, formed in Gujarat. Next. This is supreme, the highest building of this type, unique in all the world today. This is a water tank. Next. Next. Some school, 700 kids. All of my blocks. Ferrocimentroof, this is the technology that, as I explained, my partner and myself developed in the early 70s. Next. This is in Pondicherry for disabled, it's handicraft made by children. We work a lot with disabled children also. Next. Deep Island School in Norway. A few examples of things we did. Next. This, yes, you can see how this vault was made where people stand at the beginning, where Antonio is today. You see, kind of scaffolding is very low key stuff, you know? This casarina, some rope, and we build it. Next. Here. The result, still standing today. Beautiful acoustic for theater as well. Next. More walls. Category wall, for example, that's quite complex to do. Next. This is the electronic center of the Earth Institute. Next. Next. Again, disaster resistant building. After the tsunami, this is because the beach of Orin was a part of for UNDP. Next. These are more details, we have seen it already. It's really for specialists. You have this you have it. Next. This is a subprime group where it is. Very modest, very small place. Next. This was, this is called. Now, this is a hermitage, was built from a priest. Next. This I thought you would like in Ethiopia. I have great admiration for spirituality. Next. This Nataraja temple has been built by Dr. Karansi, who is a minister in the central government, a famous person. I have been to visit this place a few kilometers north of Oroville. Next. You can see how it was built, the inside. Next. Inside, Nataraja is an aspect of Shiva, it's a very important god in India. Next. This is a project that is ongoing, and as I said, I like this one. I'm responsible for it. Next. But some is built for it. There are a few pictures. The Earth Tunnel for Natural Air Pollution. This we may discuss later. Low emission. The carbon. And wastewater, etc. As I mentioned. Next. Here. Now trees are grown already. They are planted immediately. This is still ongoing. Next. Nepal, next. This is again the Nataraja temple. This was built in 9 weeks as a big challenge. It's huge, 22 diameter, no pillars, yes. Incredible construction, unique, I think in the world, one of the largest domes that exist, made in this technology. Next. It's in
9 weeks.
Somewhere near Coimbatore, it's in South Tamil Nadu, southwest. Next. Again, that's the inside. So Shiva Lingam is there. Okay, this is amazing. I've seen the entire movie only about the construction of this movie, of this temple. Next. Beautiful picture. Next. A mosque. Sapreg went to Saudi Arabia to build a mosque. And he did it in 7 weeks. That's also, it only was a big challenge. And you see, he got from the king of Arabia, got an award. Next. We see inside, this is how it was built, all the technology. All this is also to train people, by the way. Okay, that's most important to understand. We don't earn money to make those things. That's not the aim. Okay? Only our expenses are covered. No profit whatsoever. Next. We will see inside after. Next. Here. Next. Next. Here. It's a busy place. Very beautiful. Next. And it's concrete. Thank you very much. So, unless there are really immediate questions, I think this evening there will be more opportunity to answer and go into technical details. Hello? I would like to tell you something. before giving words to our friends with the Kesana. You see, I practice a martial art, a Japanese martial art called Aikido. When a class of Aikido starts, the student and the teacher salute each other, bow to each other and say, "Please teach me." Because in Aikido, it is not the master who comes and teaches the student. The teacher is taught also by the student. So in Japanese, when we salute, we go and say, "Otegai shimasu." So now I'm here also to learn from you and your experience. And I'm gladly would like to listen to my colleague and learn about the work that you are doing in Ethiopia in the field of construction. Thank you very much.